母提醒父母们。
Mrs. Yi wants to remind all the parents.
如果你今年圣诞节的时候，
if during the Christmas time of this year,
你想让你的小孩子用一个乐器来赞美神，
you want to have your children praise God through musical instruments.
请你告诉伊斯母。
Please let Mrs. Yi know.
你告诉她哪一种乐器。
Tell her what kind of instrument.
哪一种音乐。
What kind of music?
然后他会找机会跟你们一起练习。
And Mrs. Yi will help you and practice with you.
今天我们看约翰福音十七章最后一段。
Today we look at the last part of 17th chapter of John.
约翰十七章被称为耶稣大祭司的祷告文。
The chapter 17 is being called the Great Priest's Prayer.
那么可以分成三个大段。
And there are three major sections.
第一大段是第一节到第五节。
So the first section from verse 1 to 5.
耶稣为他自己的荣耀祷告。
Jesus prayed for his own glory.
他要在十字架上得荣耀。
He's going to be glorified on the cross.
他要在天上得荣耀。
He's going to be glorified in heaven.
他要在教会上得荣耀。
He will be glorified in the church.
第二大段是第六节到十九节。
The second section from verse 6 to 19.
他为这十一个门徒祷告。
He's praying for the 11 disciples.
他们可以得到保护。
They can be protected.
跟过一个成圣的道路。
So they can have a sanctified life.
今天这一段是为我们祷告。
The last section today is pray for us.
为你和我祷告。
For you and me.
这一段也可以分成三个小段。
This one also can be divided in three smaller sections.
因为这段里面有两个连接词。
Because there are two connecting words.
第一个是在二十四节。
The first one is verse 24.
说父啊。
Say Father.
这是一种祷告的开始。
This is the beginning of a prayer.
第二个是二十六节。
The second is on verse 26.
公义的父啊。
It's the righteous Father.
这又是另外一个开始。
That's another beginning.
所以今天的三段是这样。
So today's three sections are this.
耶稣为我们的合一祷告。
Jesus prays for our unity.
耶稣为我们的将来祷告。
Jesus prays for our future.
耶稣为我们能彼此相爱祷告。
So Jesus prays for our loving one another.
我们来看第一大点。
Now look at the first point.
他为我们的合一祷告。
He prays for our unity.
这是二十节到二十三节。
This is from verses 20 to 23.
这个合一这个字屡次的出现。
The word unity appeared many times.
至少出现三次。
At least three times.
但这个合一不是一种三种我们想象的。
The kind of unity is not what we may have imagined.
我把这三种列在你们节目单上。
I list the three things we may have imagined.
首先，耶稣不是为我们的 uniformity 祷告。
So the first one is not for uniformity.
Uniformity 可以翻成一致。同样化一、啊、那么什么叫做这个化一
What is uniformity?
每个人长相一样
Everybody look the same
兴趣一样
Have the same interest
生活方式一样
Have same lifestyle
好像大家穿同样的制服
They wear the same uniform
同样的颜色
Same color
那个样式也一样
The same style
或者我们大家拿同样的圣经来教会
Or we bring the same Bible
颜色都是一样的
Same color.
都是祈祷本的
They all have a study Bible.
那么开同样的汽车
They all drive the same car.
每个人都是开 Honda 的
So everybody drive Honda.
可能都是开 CRV 的
Or the model CRV.
化一有它的好处
So there is an advantage of being uniform.
但也有它的负面
But there are also negative parts.
什么负面
But it's a negative part.
就是英文说 dull, 很乏味 不活泼。
So lack of liveliness is kind of dull.
有时候你走进一个社区里面
Sometimes you walk into a community.
看到每栋房子都一模一样。
All the houses look the same.
大小一样颜色一样。
Same size, same color.
这个叫做化一。
So this is called uniformity.
耶稣不是为这个祷告。
Jesus is not praying for uniformity.
耶稣也不是为同意见没有意义祷告。
He was not also praying for unanimity.
这什么意思
What's that mean?
比如说大家都赞同我们礼拜天崇拜应该是一点钟的。
So we all agree that we worship at 1 o'clock.
不是一点半，不是两点钟。
It's not two o'clock.
我们一起赞同说，崇拜应该在主日学之前。
We all agree that worship should be before the Sunday school.
或者儿童主日学崇拜应该怎么样安排，怎么教，大家都同意。
We should agree on how to do the children's worship.
没有任何的异议。
There's no opposition.
耶稣不是为这个祷告。
Jesus is not praying for that.
第三个，他也不是为我们的 union 联盟联合祷告。
He's not praying for our union.
什么叫做联盟呢
？What is union?
好像在政治上你属于某一个党派。
Or politically belong to a certain party.
或者是在工会里面属于某一个工会。
Or you belong to any kind of
union.
Associations.
你是那个工会的会员。
You got members of the union.
所以你这个组织所做的决定。
So whatever the organization decided.
不管对错。
Whether it's right or wrong.
不管是不是跟圣经有冲突。
Whether it's against the Bible.
你都全力的支持。
You would support it with all your mind.
不管一切的后果。
Without considering consequences.
耶稣不是为这三种祷告。
So Jesus is not praying for those three.
他是为我们的合一祷告。
He's praying for our unity.
他的合一，他说是像他跟天父一样的合一。
The unity is like he is united with our Father.
那耶稣究竟要我们在什么事情上合一？
So what does he want us to be united?
这是很重要的一个问题。
This is a very important question.
我们合一的基础究竟是在什么？
So what is the foundation of our unity?
答案是在二十节。
So the answer is on verse 20.
二十节说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。关键是在相信这个字。
The key word is believe.
耶稣弟兄姐妹们是要我们在信仰上合一。
So Jesus wants us to be united in our belief.
换句话说，我们那真正的合一
，the true unity，
来自于我们有 shared conviction， 我们有共同的坚定信仰。
So comes from that we have shared conviction.
这个共同的坚定信仰是我们合一的基础。
So the shared conviction is the foundation of our unity.
信仰弟兄姐妹是我们合一的先决条件。
So belief is the highest priority.
究竟我们相信什么？
Just what do we really believe?
所以 Chuck Swindoll 一个很出名的美国牧师。
So there's a famous pastor by name Chuck Swindoll.
他讲过一句话在你们节目当上。
He said,something that was printed on your program.
他说信仰是把我们绑在一起的。
Belief is what binds us together.
如果没有那共同的信仰，
If we don't have the shared conviction,
我们没有办法真正的在一起。
We cannot be united together.
这个信仰不是含含糊糊的 vague.
So this belief is not ambiguous.
也不是感情用事的。
It's not just emotional reaction.
而是坚定的相信耶稣跟他的话。
So you firm believe in Jesus and in his words.
耶稣他自己这样的相信，让他跟天父完全的合一。
Jesus believes that he and his father are united together.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果我们不在这个信仰上合一。
If we are not united in our belief,
那我们自己搞出来的合一
with the, whatever the unity we may have,
可能是好意的
maybe we mean well,
但是是个临时的
but it's a temporary,
是表面的
it's superficial,
是经不起考验的
we not stand any trials.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要在信仰上合一。
So brother, sister, we need to be united in our belief.
合一，但合一的基础呢？
How about the foundation of the unity?
是什么
？What is it？
是这本圣经。
Is this Bible？
不但是这本圣经。
Not only is this Bible。
不但是说我们相信这本圣经。
Not only we believe in this Bible。
合一的基础更是在于我们实行这本圣经。
The foundation of unity depends on we live out this Bible。
假定你说你有个病。
Suppose you say you have a certain illness.
医生说只有一种药可以医好你。
Doctor, there's only one medication can cure it.
你说我相信这个药的功能。
I believe the function of the medicine.
但是我就是不去吃那个药。
But I'm not going to take it.
我不接受这个药的。
I will not accept this medicine.
那其实等于说你不相信这个药的功能。
That means actually you do not believe in the function of the medicine.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信仰的合一在于实行这本圣经。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the unity of our belief depends on our live out this Bible.
请问你是不是真的坚信哈？这本圣经。
Are you truly convicted in this Bible?
你是不是真的相信说我们不可停止聚会？
You truly believe we shall never cease meetings.
我们需要十一奉献。
We need to practice tithing.
甚至在新约的时代也是这样。
Even during the New Testament time, it's so.
你是不是坚信信和不信的人不可结婚？
Do you firm believe that believers and non-believers should not be married?
不然那是个罪。
Otherwise, it's a sin.
你是不是相信说我们应该甘心的顺服在上掌权者？
Do you believe that we should willingly obey those in authority?
你是不是真的相信我会员上、誓约上其他的条文我都愿意做？
Are you really believe on all the requirements of the covenant?
我知道有些弟兄姐妹。
I know some brothers and sisters.
过去没有人这样教导他。
Never been taught such a way.
他现在可能也心里有软弱。
Maybe now he's weak.
他没有完全的做到。
He cannot do it completely.
他心中有时候难过不安。
Sometimes he may feel uneasy.
但他有心要朝着这个目标去。
But he has a heart want to reach such a purpose.
我很了解你的情形。
I understand your situation.
我相信神会继续帮助你，更上一层楼。
I believe God will help you to improve.
因为你立定心志要这样做。
Because you have determined to do so.
但是有时候我也看到一些人。
But sometimes I see some others.
我们教会也有，别的教会也有。
We have those people, other churches have the same kind.
他就是不肯试着去遵守圣经。
He's not willing to try to obey the Bible.
反而有时候很挑战性的质问。
Sometimes he may even challenge.
所以说我们应该这样做的。
Who says we have to do this?
这只是某个人的意见。
This is some person's opinion.
这只是牧师自己的看法。
So that's only the pastor's opinion.
牧师好骄傲啊。
And the pastor is very proud.
他认为他一定是讲这个是对的。
He thinks what he said is right.
我在 internet 里看到一些人不同的看法。
I see some different opinion on the internet.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹们？
So brothers, sisters, do you know?
教会有这样的人。
There are such people in the church.
我们没有办法真正的合一。
We cannot be united truly.
因为合一的基础啊。
Because the foundation of unity.
是信仰。
Is the belief.
那是最要紧的。
That's the most important.
不然的话，那些合一都是假的。
Otherwise, any kind of unity would be false.
我们需要回到圣经。
We need to go back to the Bible.
这是我们唯一的准则。
So this is the only standard.
第二个。
The second,
合一的目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
为什么要合一？
Why do we need to be united?
我们当然说这是主的命令。
We can say this is our Lord's command.
但是也有更实际的原因。
But there's also a practical reason.
21节后半边。
It's the second half of verse 21.
说叫世人可以信你差了我来。Okay. 然后23节后半边。
And the second half of verse 23.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。耶稣讲了两次。
Jesus said twice.
叫世人知道他是弥赛亚。
Let people know that he is Messiah.
他是那位要来的国王。
He is that king to come.
他是我们的救主跟生命的主。
He is our Lord and our Savior.
我们有没有有机会让朋友们看到说我们是这样的对待耶稣？
Have we shown this to other people? This is how we treat Jesus.
合一的目的是为了传福音。
The purpose of unity is to spread the gospel.
让神得荣耀。
So God may be glorified.
教会这个集体的见证是非常的要紧。
So the testimony of the entire church is very important.
当然个人的见证很要紧。
Of course, the individual testimony is also important.
但在传福音的事工上。
But in the work of the ministry,
教会集体的见证太重要了。
The congregate, the testimony of the congregate is important.
有时候你有个人的好见证。
Sometimes you have individual testimony.
你的亲人或朋友还没有马上相信神。
Your friends or relatives may have not believed because of
你的同事同学没有马上相信神。
Your friends, your colleagues may not believe it.
但如果教会没有集体的见证
That the church doesn't have the congregate unit testimony.
Or the corporate witness.
Or corporate ones.
那种合一的见证
That's kind of a unity.
然后福音的功效更困难。
Then the work of the ministry is more difficult.
那我们彼此勉励。
So let us encourage each other.
我们不要只是说我是信耶稣的。
Don't just say that I believe in.
哦，我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我穿着基督徒的衣服。
I wear the Christian clothes.
我拿着基督徒的东西。
I have things in my hand that.
我喊着基督徒的口号。
I can talk about a Christian talk.
我做基督徒的事情。
I do things that Christians would do.
但我心口不一。
But my heart and my mouth are not the same.
我的内心还是跟以前一样。
But in my heart, I'm still the same old me.
我的信仰还是以前那个老我。
My belief is still the old me.
那我们在信仰上没有办法合一。
Then we cannot be united in our belief.
求神鉴察你跟鉴察我。
So may God examine you and examine me.
那我们看到自己的光景。
I can our own to see our own circumstances.
我们先从自己改变开始。
We need to change ourselves to start with.
以圣经做镜子照照我。
Use the Bible as a mirror to reflect.
以圣经做那个光照照我。
So use the Bible as the light to shine on.
看到我自己的身体上灵命当中哪一种污秽黑暗的一面。
So we can see the filthy parts in our mind, our body.
我们把它对付清楚啊。
So let's take care of it.
那么教会才真正合一的可能。
Then the church can be truly in unity.
我们看第二大点。
That's the second section.
耶稣为我们的将来祷告。
So Jesus prays for our future.
这是二十四节。
That's verse 24.
他说：“父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里。”请问在哪里是什么
Let me ask, what does it mean where I am?
指耶稣要去的地方。
It's the place where Jesus is going.
然后我们今天通俗的话指天堂。
So use the word today, it's heaven.
耶稣在求天父。
So Jesus is asking the Heavenly Father.
让我们能够去他要去的地方。
So we may go where he's going.
这个地方不但会带给我们最大的安慰。
This place will not only bring us the best comfort.
也是个最安全的地方。
It's also the safest spot.
那么而我们要去的那个地方的根据是什么
?So what is
the basis?
The
basis.
What is the basis of us going there?
是在24节后半边。
It's the second half of verse 24.
叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。这个根据在于神对耶稣的爱。
This base is on the love that God has on Jesus.
这个根据是非常强的。
So this is a very strong base.
想想看，我们要去天堂的根据，有哪一个比这根据还强
？So is there any base is stronger than this for us going to?
哪一个比这根据还可靠
？Not any base can be more dependable.
我们要去的根据是天父爱耶稣。
The base of our going to heaven, the base on our Heavenly Father loves Jesus.
难怪天父答应耶稣的祷告。
That's why the Father answered Jesus' prayer.
结果是怎么样
?What is the result?
每位天父赐给耶稣的人
,everyone that was given to Jesus by the Father,
将和耶稣在一起啊。
Including Jesus himself.Together.
有一句话非常的美啊。
So there's a saying was very beautiful.
给中文是说我们将和耶稣在一起啊。
We shall be with Jesus.
我们将和耶稣在一起。
We shall be with Jesus.
这是一件大事。
It's a big event.
我们需要好好想一下。
We need to carefully think about it.
当我们想清楚以后
After we thought about it.
我们的思想应该被充满。
So our thoughts shall be filled.
我们的言语也自然会讲出来。
So our words will come out automatically.
保罗就是这样做。
Paul was the same.
我们看一段经文。
Let's read the passage.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
21节到23节。
Verse 21 to 23.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1.
二十一节到二十三节
21,
我来念给大家听
The pastor will read.
因我活着 就是基督，我死了就有益处，但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿理事与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。保罗知道这件事情，
Paul knows this，
所以他会这样讲。
That's why he can say this。
弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters，
虽然我们会生老病死，
Even though we may have life and death and we may get sick，
我们在世界上有很多的苦难，
We have many trials in this world，
我们需要记住一件事情，
But we need to remember one thing，
我们需要常常的记住这件事情，
But often remember this，
我们将和耶稣在一起，
We shall be with Jesus，
这个真理可以带给我们安慰，
And this truth will bring us comfort。
举一个比方，
Give you an example，
当一个人因为癌症快要去世，
So when someone was going to die because of cancer，
你看到他的身体一天比一天软弱。
So you see his body gets weaker and weaker.
你每天进到他医院的房间里面。
Every time you go into the hospital to see him.
你可以感觉到时间不多了。
You can sense the time is not much left.
他自己也知道。
He knows himself.
请问这个时候。
And actually at this time.
你有什么话可以安慰他？
Is there any word you can use to comfort him?
你不能说你今天看起来很好啊。
Because he looked good today.
因为那不是真的，
Because that's not true.
就是真的，
Even though it's true,
也只是今天暂时的，
that's only today.
你也不能跟他说，
you cannot say to him,
哦，我知道你 感觉怎么样，
I know how you feel.
因为他感觉是痛苦的，
Because he's feeling pain.
他是在痛苦当中啊，
he is in pain.
请问你有什么话可以安慰他？
Any word you can use to comfort him.
只有一件事，
there's only one thing.
知道这位快要死的人，
you know, the one who's dying
将要和耶稣在一起，
shall be with Jesus.
并且
And,
隔了一阵子，
after a while,
我们也要去那个地方，
we will also go there.
我们将会看到我们的朋友，
we will see our friend.
再举一个比方，
another example.
在达拉斯一间教会，
there was a church in Dallas.
一位青少年的女孩子，
there was aGirl, a youth.
她很爱主。
She loves the Lord.
她也是把父母亲的掌上明珠啊。
She is the what her parents treasure the most.
有一天，她其他的青少年要去短宣。
And like many young adults, they were going for short mission.
他们一起坐一个公共汽车。
They took a bus.
突然在路上。
Then on their way.
可能是山路。
Couldn't be.It's a mountain road.
Bus 翻车了。
So the bus turned over.
死了几个青少年。
Several youths died.
这个女孩子是其中的一位。
And this young lady was one of them.
如果你要去她的安慰她的父母亲。
If you want to comfort her parents.
你能跟她讲什么话？
What can you tell them?
你知道这时候父母亲一定是极大的痛苦。
You know the parents are in great pain.
你知道这整个家庭一定是在很大的震惊当中。
You know the whole family is shocked.
你怎么能够安慰他们？
How can you comfort them?
你唯一可以说的。
The only thing you can say.
是这个女孩子现在和耶稣在一起。
This young lady is now with Jesus.
神把她赐给你们几年的时间。
God has given her to you for a few years.
我们有一天都要去那个同一个地方。
One day we shall all go to that place.
那时候我们可以再看到她。
Then we shall see her again.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里。这句话是我们的保证。
So this is our assurance.
是我们的安慰。
It's our comfort.
是将来一定要发生的事。
It's something will happen in the future.
如果是这样，
If this is true,
能不能让我勉励大家两件事情？
Let me encourage you twice. Two
things. 第一件事情，
The first,
为什么不现在开始花时间跟耶稣在一起呢？
Why don't you start spend time with Jesus now?
为什么不现在就开始呢？
Why don't you start now?
你可以借着个人祷告，
You can through your prayers,
灵修，
through your devotions,
赞美他，
praise him,
和耶稣在一起。
And be with Christ.
举一个比方，
Give you an example.
如果有 一对男女啊，
If there's a couple, young couple,
他们快要结婚，
They're going to get married.
但他们两个人这个时候，
But at this time,
他们没有兴趣常常在一起啊。
They don't have interest to be together.
他们说
They say,
我们结婚以后很长一段时间了。
After we're married, we have a long time.
所以我们现在不需要在一起啊。
So we don't need to be together.
我们每个人自己有事情做。
We have our own things to do.
哇，你听了有可能会担心啊。
I think if you heard this, you would worry.
哇，这种婚姻看来希望不大。
This kind of marriage may not have too much hope.
因为两个人如果以后要一生在一起啊。
If two people want to be together for the rest of
their life,
so even before they're married, they want to know each other more.
同样的
Similarly,
耶稣来接我们的时候，我们说是羔羊的婚宴。
So when Jesus came to receive us, we call that is the wedding for the Lamb.
我们将要跟他在一起。
We are going to be with him.
我们这个念头会让我们这段时间就想多花时间跟耶稣在一起。
So have such a thought will also enable us to want to spend more time with him now.
那能不能让我鼓励你
？May I encourage you?
开始花时间跟耶稣在一起。
Spend time to be with Jesus.
第二个。
The second.
是有关我们的行为。
It's about our behavior.
好吧，现在开始我们就努力的像耶稣。
Shall we begin now to be more like Jesus?
第一个是时间。
The first one is time.
第二个是行为。
The second is behavior.
好吧，我们现在开始就努力的像耶稣。
Shall we to try to be like Jesus?
这是使徒约翰的结论。
This is the conclusion of Apostle John.
我们看一下约翰一书三章二节。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
约翰一书三章二节。
First John 3:2.
约翰一书三章第二节说。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体啊。你知道吗？这句话告诉我们
，This sentence tells us，
不管我们现在的情形如何
，In spite of our current situation，
我们成圣的程度如何
，How sanctified we are，
凡是属于耶稣的人
，Whoever believes to Jesus，
有一天都要像他
，One day we're all like him。
所以约翰马上就接着说
，So John continued to say，
第三节
，Verse three。
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。弟兄姐妹，我们要努力的像耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, we need to work hard to be like Jesus.
最好的一个方法。
The best way.
现在积极的过一个圣洁的生活。
Is actively to learn to live a religious life.
什么叫做一个圣洁的生活
？What is a religious life?
耶稣所恨恶的，我们也恨恶。
So whatever Jesus hates, we will hate.
耶稣所爱的，我们也爱。
Whatever she loves, he loves, we love.
那我们就准备好。
Then we'll be prepared.
有一个故事提到在美国的宾州。
There is a story about in Pennsylvania.
在它东部的那个山里面。
In one of the mountains, the eastern part.
有一栋很出名的旅馆。
There's a very famous hotel.
这个旅馆后面朝背着山。
So this hotel is right based behind the mountain.
前面对了一个大湖啊。
Facing a big lake.
风景非常的美。
Has a beautiful scenery.
全州很多人喜欢开车去。
The entire state wants to go there.
很多人开好几个小时到。
Some may drive many hours.
当你跟家人开车到这个旅馆的前面。
When there was one family who drove to the hotel.
当你停车以后。
After they stopped.
当你跟家人拿着行李朝旅馆的大门走的时候。
When the family took the luggage walking toward the hotel.
旅馆里面看门的人。
So the gate, the doorman the hotel.
就会冲出来。
Will come out.
很热情地对你说。
So will enthusiastic tell you.
欢迎你回家，欢迎你回家。
Will you come home? Will come home.
当然这个旅馆不是这些客人的家。
Of course, this hotel is not the home of the visitors.
这只是个旅馆一个很聪明的方法。
So this is a smart gimmick.
你可以说是一个市场学的方法。
So you can say this is their marketing approach.
让这些客人觉得他们非常受欢迎。
So make the visitors feel they're welcome.
但是你知道吗，弟兄姐妹们？
But do you know one day?
有一天我们要去的地方。
We're going to go someplace.
每个人都会看见主的荣耀。
Everyone shall see the glory of our Lord.
并且是他自己对我们每一个人讲。
And he himself will tell each one of us.
欢迎你回家，欢迎你回家。
Welcome you home. Welcome you home.
耶稣他已经先去这个家。
So Jesus went to the home first.
他去是为我们准备住处。
He went.To prepare room for us.
只有那个时候，弟兄姐妹们
，Only at that time，
我们才是真正的回家。
We are really returning home.
我们回到那个与耶稣同在永远的家。
We're returning to the home to be with Jesus forever.
我们看第三点。
The third section.
耶稣，我们彼此相爱祷告。
So Jesus prays for our loving one another.
这是二十五节到二十三节。
That's verse 25-26.
首先要记住，耶稣的祷告不是为世人的。
First, we need to remember, Jesus is not praying for the people of the world.
他不是为每一个人的。
He's not praying for everyone.
二十五节说。
Verse 25 says.
公义的父啊。
Oh, righteous Father.
换句话说，因为神在审判这件事情上是绝对公义的。
Because it means God is very righteous in judgment.
然后耶稣说，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。未曾呢，就是说从来没有过。
It means he never.
那认识你呢，不只是头脑上的认识。
To know you, not only to know you in their thoughts.
乃是你真正的认识耶稣他自己。
That but means you truly know Jesus himself.
你跟他一个正确的关系。
You have a right relationship with him.
耶稣为这些知道他的人祷告。
So Jesus praying for those who know him.
为这些重生的人祷告。
With those who were born again.
为这些属于他的人祷告。
For those who belong to him.
那么这些耶稣没有为他们祷告的人，情形会怎么样呢？
So for those Jesus didn't pray for them, what's going to happen?
情形不太好。
Their situation is not very good.
那我们看约翰福音三章十八节。
Let's go to John 3:18.
三章十八节。
John 3:18.
约翰福音三章十八节。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。我们再看第三章最后一节三十六节。
Let's see, read verse 36, last verse.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。这些人很可怜。
Those people are very pitiful.
主要他们没有真正的相信过耶稣。
They have never truly believed in Jesus.
万一你从来没有真正的相信过耶稣。
If you never really truly believed in Jesus.
我赶快你赶快到耶稣的面前。
I think quickly come to Jesus.
今天就可以来。
Today you can do it.
因为耶稣自己说过。
Because Jesus said himself.
在约翰福音六章三十五节。
It's in John 6:35.
六章三十五节耶稣这样说。
In 6:35, John, Jesus says this.
我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。你可以现在来。
You can come now.
你告诉耶稣说我要你。
Tell Jesus that I need you.
我要把我生命交给你。
I want to give my life to you.
我要到你这里来。
I want to come to you.
请你不要撇弃我。
So don't forsake me.
耶稣的祷告是为他的门徒们祷告。
So Jesus' prayer is for his disciples.
所以我们看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
回到十七章最后一节。
That's the last verse of chapter 17.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱。在他们里面，我也在他们里面。这个提到我已将你的名啊。
He says, I have made them your name known to them.
名代表什么
？What the name mean?
我们在这一章前第一次讲的时候已经碰到这个问题。
We have run into this during the first time we preach on this chapter.
是十七章第六节。
That's chapter 17, verse 6.
十七章第六节。
17:6.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们。名，弟兄姐妹，代表神的属性。
The name represents God's attributes.
当时我将你的名显明给你们。
When I give shown your name to them.
是说我要将神的属性显明给你们。
So I will demonstrate God's attribute to you.
神的属性里面有爱。
In God's attribute, there is life, love.
有圣洁。
There's holiness.
有公义。
There's righteousness.
有信实。
There's faithfulness.
有良善。
There's also goodness.
然后他对罪恶是恨恶。
And he hate evil.
但耶稣在这段经文里面好像是要强调几件事情。
Here, Jesus want to emphasize something.
第一个是强调爱这个字。
The first emphasize the word love.
他说使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
So that the love you have me given me will be in them.
想想看如果耶稣的爱在你里面。
If you think Jesus' love is in you.
会有什么结果？
What's going to be the result?
你会被他塑造。
You will be molded by him.
他的爱继续在你里面。
So his love will continue to be in you.
你就继续被塑造。
You will continue to be molded.
你不会停留原状。
You will never stay the old place.
然后耶稣最后一句话说，我也在他们里面。
And the last he says, and I in them.
记得耶稣讲过一句很出名的话。
Jesus has said a very famous.
这句话说我是什么？
He says, "What is I?"
记得在约翰福音十四章第六节吗？
Is chapter 14 verse 6.
十四章第六节。
14:6.
耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命。
So Jesus says, "I am the way, the life, and the truth."
他是去天父唯一的道路。
So it's the only way you can go to.Fathers through him.
不是条条道路通罗马。
It's not all the road will lead to Rome.
他也不只是个向导而已。
He's not only a guide.
他是唯一的道路。
He's the only way.
然后他说他是真理。
He says it's the truth.
唯一的。
Only truth.
没有个东西跟他抵触的时候会继续保留存在。
Yeah, anything that contradicts him will not exist.
然后他是生命。
Then he is the life.
只有他能给你我给我生命。
Only he can give you and me life.
但在这里耶稣强调爱。
But here, Jesus emphasized love.
我的感觉神是要把爱跟真理摆在一起。
So my feeling is God will put the love and truth together.
因为以弗所书第四章十五节有这么讲。
Because Ephesians 4:15 says this.
我们看一下以弗所书四章十五节。
Ephesians 4:15.
四章十五节。
4:15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进。连于元首基督诚实话是我们和合本的翻译
It's speak in truth is the translation
培念已经把它讲出来应该是说唯用爱心讲真理或者在真理当中有爱心
In other words speak truth with love or it says in truth there is love
弟兄姐妹爱跟真理是要永远连在一起的
So loveAnd truth should be always connected.
不在一起就有问题了。
If they're not together, then there's problem.
有一句格言在你们节目单上。
There is a proverb printed on your program.
一句老格言呢。
It's an old one.
我们中文的翻译也许可以这样讲。真理没有爱是残酷的。爱没有真理是虚伪的。请别念念字。
Truth.Without love is brutality. Love without truth is hypocrisy.
这句格语老格言说得好啊。
This said well.
圣经里所讲的爱。
The love of the Bible.
那个 agape 的爱。
So the love that is agape.
不是老是让你觉得飘飘然。
Doesn't make you feel good.
不是老是让你觉得很舒服的。
Doesn't make you always feel very comfortable.
它是一种意志上的爱。
So it's the love of your will.
希望对方得到那个最高最终的好处。
You want the other person to receive the utmost best.
而这样发出的爱。
This kind of way of love.
它总是跟真理在一起。
It's always connected with the truth.
弟兄姐妹们
so brothers and sisters,
当我们吸收真理的时候
when we absorb to.
我们脑子长大。
So our head will grow.
当我们给出爱的时候。
When we give out love.
我们的心长大。
Our heart grow.
保罗警告我们。
So Paul warned us.
如果只有真理。
If there's only truth.
如果只有知识。
Only there's only knowledge.
我们会自高自大。
We shall be arrogant.
但反过来一样。
But the opposite is the truth.
如果只有爱心，
If there's only love,
我们常常会带来错误的决定。
We shall often make wrong mistakes.
我们常常判断是错误的。
We also have a wrong judgment.
所以保罗在腓立比书这样说。
So in Philippians, Paul said this.
我们看第一章。
Chapter 1 of the Philippians.
第九到第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
腓立比书第一章九到十节。
Philippians 1:9-10.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，能够有分辨的能力。
So you have the ability of discernment.
能够跟爱连在一起。
Can be connected with love.
弟兄姐妹们，爱跟真理要连在一起。
So brothers and sisters, love and truth should be connected.
Warren Wisby 这个老牧师。
Warren Wisby, the old pastor.
讲了一句话在节目单上。
It's also printed on the program.
中文的翻译可以说，基督徒的爱心必须不是眼瞎的。
Christian love must not be blind.
是要看得清楚的。
You have to see clearly.
有分辨的能力。
You have discernment.
看看这件事情是不是合乎真理。
So you can discern if this is according to the truth.
耶稣基督祷告的最后一点。
So the last point of Jesus' prayer.
他为我们的彼此相爱祷告。
He prayed for us loving one another.
他只为这些属于他的人祷告。
He only loved those who belong to him.
那我们回应他的祷告。
So let us respond to his prayer.
让我们的爱是跟真理永远连在一起的。
Let our love be always connected with truth.
耶稣在这段经文当中，他为我们祷告三件事情。
In this passage,Jesus prayed for three things for us.
他首先为我们的合一祷告。
He prayed for our unity.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在信仰上合一。
So let us be united in our belief.
让我们的合一不是建筑在某一个人的意见。
So our unity is not built upon certain person's
或某个人强烈的情绪。
Or strong emotion.
或某一个人过去的经验。
Or past experiences.
乃是建筑在这本圣经上面。
But based on this Bible.
之后耶稣为我们的将来祷告。
Then Jesus prayed for our future.
弟兄姐妹，我们的将来是安全的。
Our future is secure.
将来是肯定的。
It's positive.
我们将和耶稣在一起。
We shall be with Jesus.
好吧，我们现在就开始花时间跟耶稣在一起。
So let us spend time with Jesus right now.
好吧，我们现在便开始努力的向耶稣。
So shall we work hard toward to be with Jesus?
最后。
The last.
耶稣为我们彼此相爱祷告。
Jesus prayed for our loving one another.
让神的爱在我们里面。
So let God's love in us.
让神的真理在我们里面。
Let God's truth in us.
让神的爱跟真理是永远在一起的。
Let God's truth and love be always together.
在我们里面是永远不分开的。
We're never separate in us.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的赞美感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you with all our hearts.
你在上十字架之前给我们留下这个宝贝的话语。
You left such a precious words before you went on.
你是这样的顾念我们。
You care for us.
你没有说你要走就走。
You didn't tell us you're leaving till you left.
你留下你最宝贝的。
You left but the most treasure.
求主让我们珍惜它。
So let us treasure this.
因为有一天我们要跟你同在。
Because one day we shall be with you.
让我们开始准备自己。
So let us start prepare us.
我们将祷告感谢。
We pray and give thanks.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
等一下，帖撒罗尼迦前书那个主导文。
帖撒罗尼迦。